B-Pod Studios.
What up?
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Happy, happy, happy Football Friday, and it's a real one right here.
Legit.
It is the Midday Show with Jason Martinez. I'm Anthony Gargano, and we get set live from Chickies and Pete's in Marlton. Oh, this is great.
This is this place, man.
We are the place is beautiful. Oh, I mean, it's Chickies and Pete's. It's awesome, and, you know, it feels good. It feels like my home. I spent, over 10 years doing a show from Chickies and Pete's. And so it's great to be back in the Chickies and Pete's family.
Yeah, and this is our home for Football Fridays all year, brother.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Sunday. Oh. We got our little soft opening last night, and
it was soft.
Some ugly football last night. Oof. 10-3. Like, who thinks that game ends up 10-3.
Wow, that was ugly. I had money on the under, but I didn't think it would be that pronounced wet under.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right. That was just some bad football. But, you know, again, and as you start to think, and, as you know, will the Eagles come out a little sloggy on Sunday, not having, you know, that, you know, game experience? You saw how bad Trubisky looked. Now, again, Trubisky's not Carson. Carson's a better quarterback. But that said, you know, there were sloppy mistakes. There was substitution mistakes. There was all kinds of, you know, just not in sync type of mistakes that were made. And, you know, this is probably the new NFL, man, when, you know, they're going to add two games to the regular season and do away with the preseason, two of them at least.
Yeah.
So you're going to get, I think September is going to be kind of a sloggy, ugly, you know, until teams get into a rhythm.
Yeah, this is the conundrum of not playing guys in preseason, and neither of those two quarterbacks that played last night, Trubisky or Rodgers, took a snap in preseason games. So, and like, you can try, and even when you do joint practices, you can try and simulate game, but you just can't do it because there's an adrenaline that comes with actually playing a game that means something. And you saw cornerbacks last night dropping easy interceptions all over the
one game. The Packers had pick six.
Yeah, it was ugly football. It was a shame that, you know,
it's still football, so I don't care what it was.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was.
I'm not going to complain.
It's Soldier Field, you know, the Packers and the Bears, a Norris division matchup. It's a shame that, you know, the 100th season kicked off with that kind of dud last night. But, look, I know there's a lot of people who are like doom and gloom, like, oh, see, this is what happens when you don't play preseason. I got news for you. Last year, the Rams, 10 of their 11 starters, including quarterback, didn't play in the preseason at all. They opened up the season 8-0. And they put up 30 points in, like, their first eight or nine opponents.
Yeah, I don't think the Eagles are in peril.
No.
And to lose the game, I mean, I think they're going to win the game. I mean, they're, you know, 10-point favorite for a reason. But it could, you know, not be as, you know, pleasing to the eye.
Yeah, it's not going
to
be pretty.
In that sense, because, look, it just is, you know, it's going to take some time to come out, and it's going to take some time to really kind of get into a little bit of sync offensively. I mean, I just think that's the reality of the situation. And, you know, that's cool. I mean, you know. I mean, it's good. You know, look, Washington's defense isn't bad. That unit's pretty decent. So, I don't expect, you know, beauty in the first week. And I think that should be our expectation. I think they win. And I think it's, you know, they're back. Like, you know, it's you know, football's back. Eagles, E-A-G-L-E-S. And, you know, we begin the journey.
Yeah.
This is how the journey begins. The journey, you know, it heats up. Like, you know, it's there's a crescendo, right? And that's not going to happen for a couple months.
Yeah. And
you got to build toward that.
Well, let me ask you this regarding the game last night. You think that Matt Nagy or LaFleur regret not playing their quarterbacks in the preseason based on the way they played the game last night? Like, LaFleur got away with it. They got to win, right? And Rodgers got real hot first period in the second quarter.
I mean, you only regret if you lose, right?
Yeah, so Nagy's got some regret. Like, man, I probably should have given my quarterback some reps in some games.
No, but he could be thinking, too, like, listen, you know, you obviously you don't want to lose. It's football and, you know,
division
one to 16, the whole thing. But you said it earlier. You said the Bears started off, what, they lost the first game last year to Green Bay, and then started off three and three,
rattled off five straight, lost one of them.
You know, it goes back to my point, which I was saying, yep. And I know it got, in fact, we were talking with Mikey about it, and it got a little misconstrued. It's not that it doesn't matter, but it matters more to get into a rhythm, and when you find, if you're a good team, you know, you're not panicking. I mean, I've seen it a million times in New England. So, you know, I mean, that's just part of the game.
Yeah, and look, you're right. And you got to be building up the way you're playing as a team heading into November, December, even more so. So when you go into the playoffs, you got to position yourself nicely. You got to start rattling off wins. You know, the Eagles' first part of their schedule is not incredibly – that's the hard part if you look at it. I mean, their schedule, when you look at it, is – it's got some concerning games on it.
Yeah, I think the schedule actually plays out in their favor because
I do too.
The two toughest teams you get at home and after a bye.
Yeah, New England
and Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean they're coming after the bye week. So you know, if you get those two tough teams, you know, you have to play the three straight road games. But what a great trade off the fact that you got two tough opponents and you're both at home. And Seattle is a classic. Get them out of that home field, and they're a different team. They go from being, you know, that scary barking dog to being more of a puppy mm-hmm. when you get them on the road.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, you know, traveling all the way across the country and everything.
Yeah, and that home field is legit. I mean, their home field is a legitimate home field advantage.
Yeah.
That said, I you know, the season is about to embark, and so I was last night. I was at Parks Casino doing the Cousins Corner, and. Dude, it is unbelievable. The crowd that came was awesome, and they were all like just excited. I can't tell you. It's funny because I think I heard Mikey say that people are like lacking a little lackluster, lacking juice. I can't disagree more. I think it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. I think people are. Just in a frenzy about them. Everybody I talk to, everybody I run into, and you know me, I'm a bebopper, mm-hmm. right? I'm out and around, out and about, and my Lord, everybody's excited. It's getting me, like, I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
Because everybody around, everybody can't wait. I see Eagle shirts everywhere this morning.
Yeah.
I had
a vibe.
I dropped the kids off at school and went to church, and there was some parents because it was the first... school year, right? So they have the opening week and they have the opening mass, right?
Yeah,
so
I
stopped in church for a little bit to see the kids and some of the parents were there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I saw Eagle stuff everywhere.
Yeah, and there's a vibe right now. I feel it too. You know, just whether I'm at the rink with my son for practice and seeing people and seeing jerseys everywhere. When I was pulling out of the station yesterday, there's all these different office buildings there.
Yeah.
And one of the office buildings must have had Eagle Day. And they were all outside.
That's
there were
awesome.
Like 50 people in Eagle jerseys.
Yeah,
like the black Brandon Graham jersey.
Yeah, I will tell you that. There's nothing better than this town, our city, when we're like into something together.
All
right?
In.
Like when the town is together and it's, you know, excited. It's what I love. It's, you know, one of the things that's intoxicating. It's people's energy. And the energy is there, man. It is awesome. And I want to hear it today.
Yeah.
I want to hear, I won't get tired of that chant. I don't care if I hear it a million times during the show. I don't care where you're at today. You could be at,
church.
I said church, right? You could be at church. You could be in a store. I don't care, work, wherever you're at. I just want to hear the chants. I want to hear E-A-G-L-E-S and I want to hear it loud and proud.
I want to hear people just kind of throwing caution to the wind, too, on the season and saying, you know what, I'm all in right now. I'm not going to have this negadelphia thing kind of lingering in the back of my head.
I don't hear any negative stuff.
I feel it a little bit from some people. But
really?
I want to know if people are just going to throw caution to the wind. Let's go. I'm jumping all in. I don't care. You know, I got a Super Bowl in my pocket a couple years ago. I think they can win it this year. I'm all in.
By the way. What's there not to go all in with, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all kidding aside. I mean.
Freaking Deshaun?
I mean, you got a team on paper that's going to be really good. And, You know, they are. They're a good team. They're going to be in the mix. So it's not to be all in. This is the time. This is a great, great time. This is the beginning of the journey. This is, you know, when you go on vacation and you maybe have a big vacation, something you saved up for, something that you're looking forward to. Well, this is, you know, what this weekend is you're packing. You're exciting. Like, you're excited. Like, oh, my God, I'm packing. Where did it go?
Yeah.
And then pretty soon, you know, you'll be on the journey. You'll be on the airplane.
Yeah. Or you're departing port.
You're going to the airport, right? Or in your case, you're going to the...
It's going to boat.
I've never been on a cruise. But, like, that's what this weekend is. We're kicking it off, man. This is the beginning of it. This is the time to just immerse yourself and enjoy it.
Yeah, jump all in, too. That's what I'll tell you. And don't worry about all these doom and gloomers saying the NFL is going to be garbage on Sunday because so many guys didn't play in preseason.
Yeah, but it's going to be fine. Listen.
It's going to be fine.
I don't think it's going to be any good. Like, I don't think it's going to be great.
I don't think it's going to be what it was last night.
But it doesn't matter. Like, who cares? Like, it's back. Like, I don't care in what form. It's football, and it matters, and you're going to see 11 out there.
He's back it. We're going to have to hear some Revenant today.
I want
to
hear it.
It's the midday. Oh, there you go. Football Fridays on the Fanatic, brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember, Judas. Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community. It's the midday show, 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. He's still counting the pitchers at Gage.
No. Are you cured? did yesterday cure you of your Phillies disease?
Yes.
For once and all, like, I don't want to hear they could win, which they're not. They could win five in a row for the first time all season, and you're not going to tell me you're back in, are you?
No, I'm good. Like, I'm good. No, listen, football cured me last night.
Well, you can watch, you know, like, I watch, but again, this whole idea that you're going to be obsessed by it.
Yeah, I mean, we got the Fanatic Baseball Show tonight at 6. So
I just want to make sure you're not obsessed. Watching. Yeah. That's all that matters.
No, he had a visit from Padre Amorta. The exorcism priest from the Vatican we brought in for him to exorcise the Phillies from his soul.
Dude, how could you bring in a 3-2 game? How could you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Junis, you know where I'm going with this? Go ahead. Finish my thought.
Frank Vincent?
No.
I call him Frank.
Vincent. Frank Vincent was later on.
It was a 3-2 game.
Your boy Cole Irvin.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
How do you bring in Cole Irvin in a 3-2 game? He should have been fired just for that decision.
Midday
it's
show.
It's a 3-2 game, and you're going to bring that dude in? Just leave.
You know what cured me last night?
What? Yes! And there was Al and Chris. Chris was good, I got to tell you. As much as he gets on my nerves, he's a pro, man.
I think he's a good analyst.
He is.
He doesn't get on my nerves at all.
He doesn't?
No, not in the least.
He does. He gets on my nerves. For some reason, he's got that Beavis. I get that Beavis feeling. But he's great. Like, he is. He's great. I do. I have a love-hate relationship with him.
All right, it's the midday show. We're coming live.
We have to take a break.
We do.
Because I want to go all day, now till 2 o'clock.
Commercial free from Chickies and Pizza in Marlton. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
10 a.m. hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Lined up as if they're coming after him, and they do. And he's in trouble. Wentz will be escaping from the 18-yard line. How in the world did that happen? First down out to the 44-yard line. Is breaking the hearts of the Washington Redskins. Wendell Smallwood gets run over. Was he down? Where did he go? He came out of a pile of bodies, and he's not down.
Wow! I'll tell you what, this Carson Wentz, man. Knock if you're with me.
This is unbelievable.
That is awesome.
Knock if you're with me.
That's fantastic.
That's my signature play. That's the one that, like, when I think of Wentz, that's the play I think of.
I know.
Is that weird? Like, it's not a throw.
Well, I mean, it was a Houdini act.
Yeah, I mean, it was outrageous.
I mean, I can't, that was one of the great plays, great highlights. That's an all-timer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because just, well, he's boxed in, you know.
That's on the HOF reel.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It really is. It's one of the more miraculous things ever. Sometimes those things can be bad because you want to try to duplicate them. You think, you know, that you're Superman and you could do it all the time. But wow, that was that moment was fantastic.
Yeah, we'll hear from Doug coming up in about 4 minutes. His Friday address to the media. We'll bring it to you live. So stay tuned. That's on the way.
We got to get the people. Yeah, I want to talk to
Nick
people
here.
Today.
Yeah, let's get it.
And by the way, I just want to hear. I want to hear your outlook. Give me, you know, fearless predictions. Where you're at?
Yeah, what's the vibe?
The league, the Eagle. Like I just want to kind of OD and have this kind of grand conversation.
Let's go to Nick in Lawrenceville. Starting us off on the Fanatic. Hey, Nick.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi, Nick.
So happy Friday. So to begin, you know, I grew up a Charger fan, and I appreciate watching the Eagles, and I'm ready for the season. So I think, you know, the Eagles heading into the season, they're going to handle the Redskins. I think the prediction is going to be 31-7. 31-7.
Wow, they got a route.
Yeah, I mean, if you look about it, if you think about it, the Eagles defense is pretty good. The Washington offensive line is not that stellar. And I forgot who's playing, Case Keenum. You know, he only has like one good track record, you know, and that was with the Vikings. So I think the Carson Wentz is going to have to throw the ball deep to DeSean Jackson. And they got a good running game with Corey Clement and all those guys. So I think they'll be fine. So go Chargers and go Eagles, and I'm ready for the season.
So how did you become a Charger fan? I always been fascinated by that stuff.
Well, my dad's a Charger fan, and I just grew up into it. And we live in the Philadelphia, New Jersey area, so and we also go to Eagles games too.
All right, you got it then, Nicky boy. Well,
Chargers may be involved in an outright the other way for me with my selections today.
I agree.
That could be a game that I have been playing on a big money line outright.
You know, it's funny. We had during the Cousins Corner yesterday, we had on Brad Feinberg, who is the NBC's Sports Philly betting expert, and he likes your selection as well.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that. Yes, yeah. That one's kind of sticking out to me. I'm going, this is an interesting little line here.
Yes, I think you're sussing that out. We'll get into it.
You got the whole card there?
Yeah.
You got so much going on. College football. There you go. I like it two ways. 610-632-0975. We're going to hear from Doug in a minute. Real quick, too, Tim McManus is going to join us today at 11:30. So we'll hear from T-Mac coming up at 11:30 and the coach coming up momentarily. Let's go to Anthony. Let's go down to San Antonio and check in with Anthony. How you doing, Ant?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Ant? You ready?
I'm fired up. Yeah, I'm ready. What, are you joking me? I was thinking of calling the show this morning. First off, Jason, that Eagles page, the United Eagles page, I found a lady on there who's in need of a jersey, and she's, you know, hardworking mom, and I told her I'd be willing to mail one to her if it fits her and all that. So if you can track that lady down on a post, I'd be still willing to do that for her.
All right, I'll put you on hold.
Hold on. We got Doug coming up. So
he's right now.
Hang on.
Is there Florida anything with the storm?
You?
No. No. It's crazy. Crazy. Anyway, okay.
What happened to Alshon at practice?
Yeah, he had a run-in collision during practice. You know, we had pads on that day and bumped his arm and so we just kept him out yesterday just for extra treatment, rehab. He'll be fine.
Doug, from your perspective, what happened with Nigel 3-4, and are you comfortable with his explanation?
I trust Nigel. He and I had a great conversation. Quite frankly, I mean, you know, it's behind us. We had a very, very, I'll just tell you this, we had a very, very, without getting into details, because I'm not going to, great conversation on Monday. And, he's focused on the Redskins just like I am, and we've put it behind us.
Has there been discipline?
That's an internal issue, so I'm not going to get into that.
No suspension?
It's internal.
We'll find out.
You'll find out.
Is he playing this week?
You'll find out. Yes, he's playing.
All right.
So that answers your question.
Okay.
It's a better way to phrase it. Is he playing?
How much confidence do you have in the other linebackers in that room opposite him?
Yeah, I mean, good. Zach Brown, obviously, veteran player. He's a really good football player on the field. Smart guy. Obviously, came out of the system in Washington last couple of seasons. So, and then the guys behind him. I mean, Nate Gary's been a guy that's been in the mix, all preseason long, and expect him to get some good time. But real comfortable and confident with the guys we have, and obviously we'll get Camu back here soon, and we'll be at full strength again.
You're 3-0 in season openers. Is there anything you do that you then contribute to that in the week leading up to it, 2 weeks leading up to it?
Yeah, I think about that, honestly. And I go back and look at my preparation, number one, how I prepare the football team, how we practice that week. There's all kinds of things that lead up to that. And I just think that we just focus on the little things one more time, and just pay attention to our details and what we do and not worry about necessarily the opponent that's coming in here. And we're just trying to get better, obviously. And so try to keep it real simple that way for the guys, and just let them play and have fun, enjoy the atmosphere.
Is it a different game to prepare for than a typical game because you go through personalities and
kind of
look like?
It is. Even knowing Washington and knowing their head coach, knowing their D coordinator, they do have some different defensive coaches over there that are helping and can obviously bring some new ideas and new thoughts to their scheme, and then so from that standpoint it could be a little different. But it does help to have a team that obviously in our division but a team that we have history with and all of that with the coaches but still there is that uncertainty that you kind of have to be prepared for, and that's why in-game adjustments are so important.
The offensive starters not playing together in preseason, are there things you can do to try to get them in rhythm?
Yeah, there's a few things. I mean, without getting into game plan specific stuff, obviously you can rely a little more on the run game, a little bit. Settle your quarterback in maybe with some short to intermediate passes, whatever it might be to kind of settle the guys in. There's going to be a lot of energy early in this football game. Both sides are going to be, a lot of juice, a lot of energy in this football game. And so how we manage that early also can lead to, the success we have on the football field from an execution standpoint.
Along those lines, the respective offenses of the Packers and Bears last night, a lot of people were kind of suggesting that was because of a lack of preseason play. I mean, do you look at that and think that could be a factor and something that you prepare for yourself?
As a head coach, I was excited for both defenses. I mean, these are two great defenses too now, so it goes both ways, so you could say the offense has struggled, but Green Bay's defense, Chicago's defense are pretty good, and I will say that a lot of times early in the season defenses are a little ahead from that standpoint as far as a timing and execution game speed than offenses, until offenses can kind of gain some traction and momentum as the season unfolds. But I just think you gotta preseason. It might be good from the standpoint that these guys played in a game, but it's not necessarily the same tempo and speed that you're going to see on game day. You're not seeing the same schemes. Teams are game planning a little bit more now because the regular season is here. It's totally different, and it's like going into the postseason. It's a different year. It's a different season. So, it takes a little bit of time, for offenses to gain that traction.
What do you think your defense stands? I mean, it really hasn't played. They've got a lot of guys rehab. What do you think they stand?
From what I've seen in practice, I mean, these guys are, first of all, they're ready to go. Jim has them well prepared. I see them flying around in practice. I mean, these guys are, they're, Their communication level is high, which is what they got to have. Even with the additions of some of the new players with Malik and you know Andrew Sandejo and guys like that who've you know new to the scheme have really settled into their roles and what we expect of them. And now just getting the guys back, you know, it's kind of a plug and play. And you know, again, it goes back to, you know, just even watched the game last night. These both defenses are just flying off the ball. And that's what we ask our guys to do, just come off the ball and make plays when called upon. So, yeah, I think our defense is in a good spot right now.
Doug, you talked about defenses often being ahead of all offenses. Washington, from that perspective, probably, at least name-wise, has more talent on the defensive side of the ball. First-round picks, I think, up front. And a brother, Miami College, brought in. Is that a concern? Because they got some good players.
Yeah, it's a great concern. I mean, these are great players, you know, as you mentioned. I mean, it's a great task. I think we spoke of this maybe on Wednesday about, you know, this defense and the type of guys they have. And, you know, we know Landon being in New York and obviously the guys, you know, Josh Norman and, you know, Kerrigan, guys like that, that just are solid ball players. They're really good ball players. They're all pro ball players. And it takes a level of concentration, focus, determination to play guys. You want to play teams like that. You know, you want to play guys like that that have that type of experience and that type of reputation because it just makes you better as a play caller and it makes you better as a player.
Earlier in the week, you seemed really confident about Derek Barnett. I mean, this week, has anything changed then?
No. Still feel confident.
Jordan, is there an injury situation that you're iffy about?
Not really. You know, the guys that have worked all week, I mean, they've worked hard. Even the new guys, new additions to the, you know, that have practiced this week have looked well. You know, we'll come out with another report today and go from there. But I feel comfortable with the guys that have been working. Yeah.
Jordan Howard's name came up in a trade rumor. I'm just curious how you handle that with the player and just how you're feeling about Jordan going into this.
We feel great about Jordan. That's why we brought him here. And we actually went to Jordan when the report came out, went right to him and said, you know, listen, you're here. You know, the report's false. It's, you know, it's not coming from us. So just wanted to reassure him that you know, this is the reason why you're here, to help us win games.
You got through the summer with a minimal amount of South Asian recruits. What do you most attribute that to?
Yeah, to credit, number one, to our medical staff, our doctors, trainers, even the, you know, the sports science guys, you know, strength conditioning, our whole medical team. That's a credit to them. We did. That's one of the things, you know, myself and guys like, you know, James Hainish, who kind of leads up that, Sean Holes. We looked at that over the last 3 years of data that we've had collected since I've been here. And for me, it was, you know, we just tweaking the schedule a little bit, giving more time, dedicate more time, you know, for these guys to have, you know, more time in the weight room, more time in the training room, and we've been able to reduce those injuries, and it's been a credit to them and the hard work they helps put together to eliminate and reduce.
Two more places you guys started doing that. I don't know how many were doing it before, but acupuncture. You know.
That's been going on for a while.
Yeah,
it's guys. You know, guys take it upon themselves to do everything they can to stay on the field, and that's part of it. And it's been going on for a while now. Okay, thanks.
There he is, Eagles head coach Doug Peterson addressing the media, dealt with the Nigel Bradham issue.
Interesting, Nigel, but the two things stand out. The Nigel Bradham, and it's funny because Doug wanted to play games, right? And but he already said he's going to play Sunday.
Yeah.
And then the question comes about discipline. And he goes, are you suspended? I don't know why we've asked suspended. He already said he's going to play. And he was like, well, you'll find out. They just went, he's going to play.
Yeah, we can't afford to suspend a game.
Exactly.
Discipline was not that.
No. So, he reminds me of a kind of a different type of cat, Nigel Bradham. So, Doug, I think one of Doug's great strengths is dealing with fires, brush fires. Mm-hmm. I think That's a big deal.
Not letting them spread?
Yeah, I think that's a big deal, man. I think he really understands how to do that. I think, you know, he's got that way, I think, of talking to people that I think players kind of respect. You know, it takes a player to know a player now in that sense. And
he's a diffuser.
And he did. He played, you know, he played. He knows what's going through the guy's head. So that was a big deal. And then the other one that's interesting is Jordan Howard.
Yeah.
And Jordan Howard, because, you know, coming up in these reports, and there's a lot of kind of scuttlebutt surrounding Jordan Howard and whether or not the Eagles are, you know, feel good about Jordan Howard and where they stand. Now, you know, Doug obviously has to say publicly that they're, you know, behind them. And
but not coming from us.
But I do wonder, you know, if they're, you know, if there's anything there.
Yeah, well, you know that they were interested.
Get that spidey sense tingling a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know they were interested in LeSean when he was cut from the Bills.
Right.
And that they inquired, and also that, the reports regarding Melvin Gordon. So it does stand to reason to go, well, are they in love with that running back room like we thought they were, or are they a little bit concerned about Jordan Howard, who we didn't see a lot in preseason? So usage may be our answer.
Well, yeah, and, you know, a couple things, too. You go back to the Bears letting him go.
Mm-hmm. Final year of a deal, not getting paid a lot of money.
You know, and now, you know, obviously when they like Cohen, but that all the guy, now they got Devin Singletary, so, or they, the other one from David Montgomery.
Yeah.
From Iowa State. I like both of those two guys.
Yeah.
Coming out. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see what kind of volume. Now, again, he could be, you gave the stat about, which it was shocking to me.
Yeah.
About carries of 10 yards or more. And he was second in the NFL.
Yeah, in the last 3 years, 16, 17, and 18 seasons. Mm-hmm. The guy at the top of the list was Zeke Elliott with 110 carries of 10 yards or more. And we've seen a lot of those. But number two on that list was Jordan Howard.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean that's impressive for 3 years.
It is.
You know, I didn't see him as a guy that would break one off for more than 10 very often, but 93 times?
Yeah.
Wow, amazing. All right, we need our charter chapter members to check in. I just posted on the United Nations of Eagles fans Facebook page. Part of the obligation of being a charter chapter member is checking in on the phone lines. And it's week one, Football Friday. We're live at Chickies and Pete's. Here's the number, 610-632-0975. We want to talk to everybody. What is the vibe out there right now about this game on Sunday?
And teachers.
Oh, get the class.
I want to hear from classrooms. If you're listening on the break, we always like that. We like, in fact, I got to get my sister-in-law, who's the principal.
Ooh.
Karen, who remember she had her class call in.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta get her.
Karen! It's the Midday Show. 610-632-0975.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
This play from about the 12, and there is Vic, as you talked about, John, rolling and launching downfield for DeSean Jackson, who accelerates, caught the opening play, and all the way for a touchdown! 88 yards!
Wow. Wow!
All right. We're live right here, Chickies and Pete's in Marlton. I love Chickies and Pete's, and this location's fabulous. First time I've actually been here. Ventured out of my South Philly Chickies and Pete's for the first time, and it's fabulous. They're doing something really cool. Now, it's right up you and I, our alley, all right? Now, you and I think we have common ground with something.
Okay.
We like trinkets.
Yes.
We like little things like mementos.
Uh-huh.
And I think you are like me. We have a collectible bones. We have some people, God bless them, like they don't need any, like, but I got... You and I have this kind of thing where you like to collect things.
Yeah, and it's not like chalk, like baseball cards or like the easy things, you know. I collect weird things.
Exactly.
I click guitar picks, goalie sticks.
Yeah, the goalie mask that you do. Like, you know, I can totally dig it.
Yeah.
And we talked about, you know, the stickers and the stamps and all that stuff. It goes back to when we were kids, right? So Chickies and Pete's have their own Eagles collectible series. This is awesome. $8 domestic drafts you get with the you get the glass, right? And by the way, you get $2 domestic draft refills after you purchase the glass. Now, there's 8 different glasses. You ready? They come out. So the first one was August. That's with Zach Ertz.
Oh.
Then September, Fletcher Cox.
I got that one in my hand right now. So all right. Fletch.
Yeah, that's awesome. The Jason Peters October edition. You got Brandon Graham in November, Lane in December, and in January, Carson.
Oh, you go playoff time for Carson.
Yeah, so one new glass is released each month. It's awesome. It's the Chickies and Pete's Eagles collectible series. And this reminds me, like, when I was a kid, like, I love this stuff. Canada Dry, the ginger ale.
Yeah. We talked about this
used before. To have the Phillies.
Yep, the cans.
And the Flyers.
Yeah, the Flyer can, too.
And the my grandfather used to have, like, a bar down in the basement, right?
Yeah.
And he used to have the glasses, the ginger ale cans.
Out on display.
Yes, like, yeah. You know, there was Steve Carlton. Like, you know, I'm a kid. I'm looking, wow, this is awesome, right? But so I love this stuff, and you can get them at all the Chickies and Pete's. Really, really cool, man.
I remember getting, like, the Hamburglar plate from McDonald's and the glass. Like the cup. McDonald's had like the little football helmets and stuff. Yeah, you know, the kid meal.
Yeah.
I'd go get the kid meal just to get the helmet.
I remember the baseball helmets in the, what was it? What ice cream was in the baseball helmets?
Oh,
Carvel. Carvel had the baseball helmets.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
But this is awesome. This is, you get a beer, right? $8 the pint. Right, whole thing, and you eat the glass.
And you refill it a couple of times, too. Right. 610-632.
Over your crab fries.
Absolutely. Let's get to the phones. We got a lot of people, all our charter chapter members lining up, and people going nuts on the Facebook page as well. Keith in Washington starts us off. Charter chapter member. What's up, brother Keith?
Oh, man. Jason. Cuz.
Keith.
So, I'm out here in Kent. Man, about to get in this truck, and I'm too dang amped up. I'm too nervous. I'm getting nervous, and I'm amped up at the same time. It just seems like every year, football season begins, I get amped up. I mean, seriously,
damn right,
amped
babe.
Up. Amped up. Hey.
What I'm talking about, my brother.
Hey, look, cuz. Look, Jay. 2 weeks ago, I was in Vancouver, B.C. on vacation. You know what I was jocking? I was jocking my hat, my Dawkins jersey. I pulled up at the hotel. I seen this cat. I said, man, are you an Eagles fan? He went nuts. Took a picture. All the way in Vancouver, B.C. Hey, we're everywhere.
Dude, I love that you're a charter chapter member out in Washington State, and you go up to B.C., up to Vancouver, and you're trying to start a chapter there. That's great.
Oh, yeah. But check this out, Jay. Check this out. I'm a hockey fan, and I got that brand-new Flyers cap, all orange with the black letters. Oh, my God.
Ah, there you go.
I'm even ready for that, across the country. I had to switch it up, but I'm ready for that, too. I'm ready for October 4th. So here's the deal. Here's my projections for Sunday. Carson's going to have a bust out. Running game is going to have a bust out. 2 interceptions. I'm telling you.
Oh, 2 takeaways.
I like that.
Two takeaways. I'm telling you, at the end of the game, everyone, when I come back to work on Monday, it's going to be dead silence. They ain't going to want to say nothing to me. I'm telling you, that's how amped up I am. These people here at my job, they don't want to mess with me when the Eagles win games.
Love it. Keith, man, fly the flag out there.
Yes, sir. All day. Jason Cubs, have a good weekend.
You're the man. Go do it. Keep doing it.
Yeah, that's a charter chapter member out there. Do it. Now, that's a guy that's taking it seriously.
He wears his
cut with pride.
I love that.
Let's go to Dan in Pittsburgh on the Fanatic. What's going on in the Berg, Dano?
Hey, guys. The last time I called in, I talked about our kids and how proud we are and everything. I just dropped my boy off at school and at his daycare. He's two, and it was apparently Blackout Friday, right? No, no. Kelly Green all day, baby. Kelly Green all day. He walked in his wind jersey, and, of course, everybody was chirping. The dad started laughing, and the conversation started flowing.
Oh, the Steelers got a tough game Sunday night against, how about that, against the Patriots.
That's a great game.
Sunday night
football. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. There was one kid there that was wearing a Pats jersey. So, you know, whatever. But, hey, listen, I'm stoked about this. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to run through a wall. It's third season, baby. It's football season. Last night was kind of a BS game, so I'll start out on Sunday. I'm happy. I'm excited.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.